the full-time whistle. It is all over here in Inishkeen and Monaghan, and it's defeat for the LYIT. It's Carlo with a goal right at the death, which seals their place in the final of the Sigerson Cup. It's been an exciting semi-final. The goal at the end was the difference. It's finished 2-9 to 1-9. We've had an entertaining night's football. It's been touchy stuff, so it has. But Carlo, with another late goal in the competition, Brendan, which sends them through. Disappointment for the LYIT.
Yeah, disappointment. I mean, they could hold their heads up high. Actually, no one thought they'd be at this point. But when you're one step away, you always think how close it would be to the penultimate day. Obviously, a very difficult challenge to win that final. But, you know, you have to say hats off to them. You know, after being in the Trims Cup for so long, to be at this stage, obviously, must massive. And when they needed that goal, Owen McGettigan's brilliance, you know, inside, cutting inside, fisting that ball across, they got it back. They just needed to hold their game away, Oisin, get across the line, get stable. And again, it was that man Farrell causing the problems it has all night with that ball dropped short. And unlucky for LYIT, that height advantage just came up good. Steed came up good for Carlo with a fisted goal. Very, very tough on the Oisin, but a great season. You know, they've really made their mark in this competition.
The story of the night, well, the opening half, when it came to a finish, it was LYIT that were leading at the break by a point of 5-4. Carlo had seen a lot of possession in the opening 20 minutes, lead by 4-2, and they could have led by 6-2 at one stage in that half. But then the LYIT found a bit of rhythm and got the last three scores from Langan, Marley and Gulhudi to lead at the break 5-4. The opening two scores of the second half came from Carlo, and the LYIT then managed to nose themselves ahead once again with Langan and Mogan. But one of those big moments in the second half came with 12 minutes on the clock as the LYIT lost Dara Black to two yellow cards. He was sent off. They were down to 13 men. Both sides also had players sent to the line for black cards. Among them was Mark McAteer of Glenswilly for the LYIT. Then Carlo started to find a bit of form, and they had four unanswered scores, one of which was the goal from Lowry, which put them a point ahead. They followed up that with 3 points, and then they led by 4-1-9-8. But the LYIT did not give in. Michael Langan and Kevin Marley getting the scores. Langan with a point. Kevin Marley with the goal, which was the last score for the LYIT in this game, after brilliant work from Owen McGettigan to loop round the defence, send it across the face of goal. Marley got in with a hand at the back post, and that levelled up the game 1-9-1-9. But then came that sucker punch for the LYIT. It was Farrell, the corner forward for Carlo, who was really having a go at knocking it over the bar and trying to get a point, but it dropped in front of the LYIT goal, and it was just the height of Steed that got over the top of Michael Lynch, who got his hand to it, and the ball dropped into the back of the net, and that was the score that sends Carlo through to the Sigerson Cup final, where they will play DCU next week. But it's disappointment for the LYIT as they bow out of the competition tonight at the semi-final stage. But it's been a fantastic journey, Brendan Devaney, just finally, for the LYIT. Two wins in the Sigerson Cup. Nobody would have suggested that the LYIT could have reached the semi-final in their first year of Sigerson. They've done that today. It's been a fantastic campaign for Michael Murphy. Yes, they'll be disappointed for tonight, but what a year it's been for Gaelic football at third level college.
Yeah, this is, as you know, the prestige of this competition elevates the college, and that's the thing. All the main colleges in the country are chasing this prize, so it's brilliant for Letterkenny to be up there. And the bigger picture is, Oisin, that we want our Donegal players linked into the college. We don't want them having to travel all over the country, particularly the likes of Dublin and Galway. They're coming back then to train, and it puts such pressure on them in their recovery and that. So if we can get LYIT up to a side that's in this competition and competing every year, we can keep more of our players home in Donegal, and that'll only aid their development as they push on the county team.
So then it's all over here tonight, by the way. Donegal will have representation in that Sigerson final, because Connor Morrison and Brendan McCall are part of the DCU side, which had a comfortable one against UCD in the first semi-final tonight, and they will play Carlo after Carlo defeating the LYIT by that goal. It's finished here in Inishkeen, Monaghan, 2-9 to 1-9.